Hard start kits, when to use one and how to wire it, what a hard start kit actually does, the difference between a PTCR puck and a true start capacitor slash potential relay kit, when a hard start is the right call versus a band-aid, and how it wires in. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A hard start kit gives a single phase compressor an extra kick of starting torque, so it breaks away and gets spinning. A run capacitor alone provides modest starting help. A hard start kit adds a much larger start capacitor into the circuit for the first fraction of a second of startup, then drops it back out once the motor is up to speed. Used right, it rescues a compressor that's struggling to start under load. Used as a permanent fix for the wrong problem, it just masks a failing compressor for a little while longer. How it works. There are two common types. PTCR puck positive temperature coefficient thermistor, a simple two-wire device that clips across the run cap start terminals. Cold, it passes current to boost the start winding. As it heats from that current within a second or so, its resistance shoots up and effectively removes itself from the circuit. Cheap, easy, no moving parts, but it's a soft, generic boost and needs a cool down between starts. Good for mild hard starting and quieting a clunky start. Start capacitor plus potential relay true hard start kit. A big start capacitor wired through the normally closed contacts of a potential voltage sensing relay. On startup, the relay contacts are closed, so the large start cap is in the circuit providing strong torque. As the motor spins up, voltage generated across the start winding rises. When it crosses the relay's pickup voltage, the relay opens and yanks the start cap out. This is the stronger, more precise option and the right choice for genuinely hard-starting compressors or low-voltage conditions. In the field, when a hard start is legitimately the right call, long line sets or low supply voltage leaving the compressor short on starting torque, a scroll or recip that started getting harder over time and rocks/clunks on start, where you want to reduce stress and stop nuisance breaker trips on inrush. TXV systems where refrigerant doesn't fully equalize between cycles, so the compressor starts against a pressure differential. Single pole contactor designs or generator/soft supply situations where the dip on start is marginal. When it's a band-aid you should be honest about. A compressor with bad windings, a developing ground, or mechanical seizure. A hard start kit can force a weak compressor to start a few more times, but it's buying days, not fixing anything. If the windings are going or it's drawing electrode and not turning, name the real problem. Wiring start cap plus potential relay. The potential relay has numbered terminals. The coil off in terminals 2 and 5 senses the start winding voltage, and the normally closed contacts off in 1 and 2 carry the start cap into the start HERM circuit. The start capacitor wires through those NC contacts between the run capacitor's HERM terminal and the line side. Always follow the kit's specific diagram and match the relay's pickup voltage to the compressor. A mismatched relay either never drops the start cap, cooks it, or drops it too early, no help. A PTCR puck is far simpler. It just clips across the HERM and common start terminals of the run cap. Normal values and targets. Start capacitors are large and short duty, commonly in the 88 to 108 microF up to several hundred microF range, rated for momentary use only. They are not continuous duty like run caps. Potential relay pickup voltage must be matched to the compressor's back EMF characteristics. Use the kit/manufacturer cross-reference. Don't eyeball it. After a proper start, the start cap is fully out of the circuit. It should only be energized for a fraction of a second. A PTCR needs roughly a few minutes to cool between start attempts before it can boost again. Common faults and what they mean. Start cap bulged/blown shortly after install to the potential relay isn't dropping it out. Wrong relay, stuck contacts, or wrong pickup voltage. The cap is being left in the circuit and overheating. Compressor still won't start with a known good hard start kit to the problem isn't torque, suspect locked rotor, a grounded/open winding, or mechanical seizure. Kit helps for a while, then the compressor fails anyway to the kit was masking a dying compressor. The underlying fault 1. PTCR puck makes things worse on rapid cycling to it hasn't cooled/reset between starts. A true start cap and relay kit is the better fit. Nuisance breaker trips on start gone after a proper hard start kit to inrush was the issue. Legitimate fix. Tech tips and gotchas. A hard start kit is a starting aid, not a compressor repair. Before you throw one on, own the compressor windings and check for a ground. If it's drawing electrode amps and not turning, or it's grounded, a kit won't save it, and selling it as a fix is a comeback waiting to happen. Diagnose first. Match the kit to the compressor. The two knobs that matter on a true kit are the start capacitor's microF and the potential relay's pickup voltage. Generic universal pucks are fine for light duty, but a precise start cap slash relay kit match to the unit is the durable solution for a real hard starting compressor. Start capacitors are momentary duty. If one keeps failing, the relay isn't taking it out of the circuit. Chase the relay, don't just keep replacing caps. On a TXV system that won't equalize, the compressor starts against a head slash suction differential every cycle. A hard start kit is a reasonable, common fix there. But so is verifying the metering device and checking for a stuck check valve on a heat pump. Safety slash code notes. Start capacitors hold a substantial charge, discharge through a resistor before handling, same as any cap. The added components must be wired exactly per the kit diagram. A miswire can leave the start cap energized continuously and create a fire slash failure risk. De-energize at the unit. Disconnect required within sight per NEC Article 440 before opening the control box.